Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must become self-reliant for global peace, stability and prosperity, asserts dependence on foreign countries remains one of the biggest enemies. India says Trump administration's new restrictions on H-1B visa program are likely to have humanitarian consequences, hopes disruptions would be addressed suitably by US authorities. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal to be conferred prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for 2023. Several major European airports, including Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin, hit by cyber attack. In China Masters 2025 badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into men's doubles final. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI between India and Australia underway in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant.
भारत आज विश्व बंधु की भावना से आगे बढ़ रहा है दुनिया में हमारा कोई बड़ा दुश्मन नहीं है सच्चे अर्थ में अगर हमारा कोई दुश्मन है तो वो है दूसरे देशों पर हमारी निर्भरता यही हमारा सबसे बड़ा दुश्मन है और हमें मिलकर भारत के इस दुश्मन को निर्भरता वाले दुश्मन को हराना ही होगा विश्व में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि के लिए दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी आबादी वाले देश को आत्मनिर्भर बनना ही होगा.
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Later, Prime Minister Modi visited the ancient town of Lothal near Ahmedabad and reviewed progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC. He inspected completed works and chaired a review meeting with officials. The NMHC is being developed at the cost of 4,500 crore rupees at the historic site, which was once a significant trading centre of the Indus Valley civilization. It aims to showcase India's rich maritime legacy to the world. The Prime Minister also undertook an aerial survey of Dholera Smart City. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said that GST slabs were reformed for the benefit of the citizens of the country. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the Matchsticks and Fireworks Manufacturing Associations at Kovilpatti, Tuticorin today, she said the government was working with a long-term vision of Vikasit Bharat in 2047. She asserted that the government would render all assistance for the benefit of the fireworks and matchsticks manufacturers. The Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on the National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said a dedicated category has been enabled on the integrated grievance redressal mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints following the implementation of revised GST rates and exemptions effective from Monday. In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Independence Day address this year announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. Today we take a look at the potential impact of these reforms on the electronics and solar devices.
Government has announced a big relief for the citizens by making a significant tax reduction on electronics and solar devices. The tax rate on devices like air conditioners, televisions and dishwashers has been slashed down to 18% from the earlier 28%. Along with this, GST on monitors and projectors has been brought down to 18%. This move will strengthen the digital economy, foster innovation and support the startup ecosystem. Similarly, the tax rates on renewable energy devices like solar panels and photovoltaic cells has been reduced to 5% from the previous 12%. This reduction in taxes will reduce installation costs at households and industrial levels, ensuring access to clean and sustainable power. Talking to media, a resident of Pune, Maharashtra, said that these reforms will benefit everyone, including dealers, shopkeepers, and consumers.
The benefit of GST has reached the dealers, the shopkeepers and the end users as well. Earlier, customers buying 43-inch and above TVs had to pay 28% GST and now it has come down to 18%. That means a direct 10% benefit for the customer. With the ongoing market season, customer walk-ins will increase and they will also benefit from it 100% for sure. Earlier, customers used to think, how can I spend such a big amount? But now they won't even need time to think. A 10% cut is a big amount. Also, the trouble for us has reduced because earlier we had to pay 28% GST on profit, but now it's only 18%.
This rationalization under the next generation GST reforms will stimulate demand for electronic and solar devices, thereby increasing affordability of essential technologies for citizens. The new reforms will come into effect from Monday. With Soumya, Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Here with us on the news at 9. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Nandhi Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the Government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened the digital health ecosystem, making healthcare more accessible and connected.
India's healthcare landscape is undergoing a digital transformation, driven by government initiatives, policy reforms, and technological advancements. With a rapidly growing population and increasing demand for quality healthcare, digital health solutions are playing a crucial role in enhancing accessibility, affordability, and efficiency. Launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in September 2021, the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission aims to establish a robust digital health ecosystem through active collaboration between public and private sectors. Launching the mission, the Prime Minister said that it will now connect the digital health solutions of hospitals across the country with each other.
Sathiyo, Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission ab pure desh ke aspatalon ke digital health solutions ko ek dusre se connect karega. Iske tahat deshvasiyon ko ab ek digital health आईडी मिलेगी, हर नागरिक का हेल्थ रिकॉर्ड डिजिटली सुरक्षित रहेगा। डिजिटल हेल्थ आईडी के माध्यम से मरीज खुद भी और डॉक्टर भी पुराने रिकॉर्ड को जरूरत पड़ने पर चेक कर सकता है।
With a planned outlay of 1600 crore rupees over 5 years from 2021 to 2026, the mission aims to create the digital backbone necessary to support India's evolving healthcare infrastructure. Since its launch, over 80 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts have been created, with more than 71 crore health records linked to them. Ayushman Bharat health accounts, a key part of the Ayushman Bharat digital mission, is designed to support India's integrated digital health infrastructure. It streamlines interactions with verified healthcare providers and facilitates seamless access to lab reports, prescriptions, and other health records. E-Sanjeevani, a cohesive part of Ayushman Bharat Digital Health Mission, is a cutting-edge cloud-based telemedicine platform. It has redefined the landscape of healthcare accessibility in India. This revolutionary platform, designed to transcend geographical limitations, facilitates remote consultations between healthcare providers and patients as a national telemedicine service.
Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be conferred the prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. In a social media post, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting informed that on the recommendation of the Dada Saheb Phalke Award Selection Committee, the government has decided to confer the award upon the Malayalam actor for his iconic contribution to Indian cinema. INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav congratulated Mohanlal on being selected for the award. More from our correspondent.
Having started his film journey at an early age, Mohanlal has worked in Malayalam, Tamil, Telugu, Kannada and Hindi films. The cinematic journey of Mr. Mohanlal inspires generations, and his unmatched talent, versatility and relentless hard work have set a golden standard in the Indian film history. The Government of India previously honoured the actor with Padma Shri in 2001 and Padma Bhushan in 2019. He received the Best Feature Film Award for Vanaprastham as a producer. The Dada Saheb Phalke Award will be presented to the actor at the 71st National Film Award ceremony on the 23rd of this month in New Delhi. The Dada Saheb Phalke Award is presented by the government to recognize outstanding contributions to the growth and development of Indian cinema. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic check-in and boarding systems has disrupted operations at several major European airports, including London's Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin. The operator said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. In China Masters 2025 badminton, the Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has stormed into the men's doubles final. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. With this victory, the visitors won the series 2-1, chasing a target of 413 runs. India were all out for 369 in 47 overs. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India must become self-reliant for global peace, stability and prosperity. Asserts dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. India says Trump administration's new restrictions on H-1B visa program are likely to have humanitarian consequences. Hopes disruptions would be addressed suitably by US authorities. Legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal to be conferred prestigious Dada Saheb Phalke Award for 2023. Several major European airports, including Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin, hit by cyber attack. In China Masters 2025 badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty storms into men's doubles final. And in women's cricket, Australia defeat India by 43 runs in third and final ODI in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.